off hour number two of the show. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the phones if you want to. 800-259-5791. If you don't want to, then we'll talk about what we want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can check us out online, freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you. The bulletin board system is there, live streaming, archives, and much, much more. All of it for free. And all that we ask from you is that you go vote for the show. Once a month. That's all it is. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. Hundreds of you have done so already this month. And thanks to you, we are currently the number two podcast in the world, according to podcastalley.com. We could very easily make it back to number one. We were number one for, 10 days straight this month?
All we need is about 30 people to go and vote.
Yeah,
and that would make the difference.
Vote.freetalklive.com. So again, if you like what we're doing, it helps us out because it keeps us at the top of the charts, which means that people see us at the top of the charts, and therefore they listen, so we get more people listening to the show, and also more news coverage.
You know, almost all of our internet audience is based on the fact that we've been in the, I would say we get more out of the number one slot than we do, because a lot of people are just going to look at number one. You know, I'm going to listen to one podcast here, and then they listen to that one rather than listening to all 10. But
some of them read the descriptions and then choose the ones that, that interest them. So it certainly helps being number two. We'll take it, but we'd rather be one.
I think it's also important that we get people listening to the show, because you get more people listening to the show, you get more people who you can spread the message of liberty to, and let people know about things like the Free State Project, our wonderful sponsor, the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. 1-888-532-4604 is the number to give them a call if you'd like to get some more information about that. Or you can check out their website, freestateproject.org. Again, their phone number, if you'd like to get more information about your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, is 888-532-4604.
Excellent. So we were going to talk about the fair tax, which is, of course, a misnomer, because taxation is robbery at gunpoint on the behest of the government.
Now, to say one thing about the fair tax is essentially a national sales tax.
Right.
That
23% at least.
Some percentage number.
Which is totally, totally unnecessary.
I'm hearing the number 17%, but anyway.
It needs to be something more like 5.
They'll tell you whatever it takes to get it through.
That's the God's honest truth, is they will do that. And,
it's only going to be 1% for the first month.
It's like your credit card, it shoots up.
Then it'll be 3, then it'll be 4, then 100.
So they're trying to sell it on the idea, and it's very tasty sounding to people. I mean, let's get rid of the IRS. Let's replace the IRS with a simple fair tax. You'll just pay its sales tax, and that's all you won't have to fill out any paperwork. Boy, it's going to be a great idea.
That does sound nice. But what they're saying is that, in fact, that the income tax that we have now is somehow legitimate. They've somehow legitimized it all, and not so much.
And there's reasons why that we need to really take a close look at this offer. And the number one reason is government doesn't tend to do what it promises to do. It might say it's going to do something, and it might attempt to do something, but it always generally fails at what it attempts, and in some cases creates the opposite of its original intention. So even though they're saying they might get rid of the income tax, there's no guarantee that they're going to do so. In fact, it's likely that the politicians will keep the income tax around, but only for the richest of the rich.
I think that that's true, and that's what you're going to see happen. First off, I like the fair tax for the fact that you see how much tax you pay. I mean, it's one thing when you go to a restaurant and you pay 7%, you see it sitting there at the bottom of the bill. It'll be a whole other thing when you pay 23%, which is 4 times that amount.
Yeah, and it'll also be interesting when the black market business is avoiding the tax spring
absolutely
up like wildfire. Yeah,
there will be that. That's certainly.
And then
for
we
sure
have, police raiding them to just take money from them, right, because they haven't paid their taxes, and locking people up who are not paying taxes. And I guarantee you the support for that will go away real quick.
But and another thing you've got to be sure of is there's a lot of people out there, like the gentleman who was talking about his friends at work, that don't like rich people. They don't like the idea that somebody's rich, right, and they should be paying for more and all that stuff. So what you're going to see right away. They're not going to do away with the income tax. We've got a perfectly good viable system here. We got an IRS in place. You don't want to get rid of superstructure like this. It takes a long time to build this kind of stuff.
Yeah, so and then they could sell it like this. They could say, well, if we got rid of the income tax entirely, then we'd have to do 23%. But if we just keep taxing the 1%, the richest 1%, mm-hmm. then we can lower your sales tax to 17%.
And this is how they brought in the income tax in the first place. They said, hey, everybody, let's vote on whether or not we want the top 1% to pay an income tax.
It's
a beautiful idea because the top 1% can't defend themselves.
The other big issue on this is that the income tax is written into the Constitution.
Yeah, that's true.
And
although some people claim it's not legitimately in there, but it's there, and the government thinks it's there.
It's good enough
for them. Right.
Yeah, it's good enough for them. It's there, and we're not going to be amending the Constitution for this. It's just probably not going to happen.
No, it's very difficult for that to happen.
And if we did amend the Constitution for this, horror of horrors.
Oh, yes, because they could call a constitutional convention to amend it, which means they can just go ahead and amend any old other part that they want to at that same time.
Sure.
Right.
They could say that people have, they could put the employees' rights, Bill of Rights up there.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Everybody's got the right to a job. Everybody's got the right to medical health care. Yeah, they can just do whatever they want.
What I also find interesting about this is, Neil Bortz is the guy who wrote the book on the fair tax, and they,
some Republican Congress.
Him and his cronies claim that they've answered all these questions on their website and whatnot. They're not answered. Not at all. They're not answered at all on his website. If you go to his website, you don't see them talking about the fact that you have to amend the Constitution in order to get rid of the income tax. They don't talk about that at all.
You think he would take calls like that?
That's a huge issue.
Do you think he would take calls like that?
Yeah, probably. I think he could get through with
that. Well, we're going to take your calls. Let's go to Amos in Missouri. Amos, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Amos.
Hello, my name is Pete. I don't know how your screener cooked up my name.
That's a heck of a stretch. I do like the name Amos, Pete, but hello, Pete. What's on your mind?
Okay, first of all, they're not going to get rid of the income tax, but I am going to tell you the why and wherefore and what it's going to be. First, the only reason they're talking about it is because enough people have figured out the actual nature of the income tax, which is an indirect tax on privilege measured by the revenue or the income derived from use of said privilege. And that privilege for most people is the fact they volunteer and use the socialist slave state number where they work.
Okay.
Because the W-4 is voluntary. The IRS even says so. And all anybody really need do is give a statement to their employer to the fact that they're a citizen or resident of the United States. One copy to the IRS office in Philly, one retained by the employer, no W-4, no withholding.
Yeah. You're saying the whole process is totally voluntary, and from what we've seen on the show, if more people would take that perspective, if more employers would take that perspective, the government would have a hell of a time locking them all up or prosecuting them all. So I think that's one of the saddest parts of this whole push for the fair tax. It's basically people giving up and throwing up their hands and saying, well, this income tax is totally legitimate, and we're begging you. We're begging you, government, please give us a sales tax instead. When, in fact, the correct thing to do if you love liberty and freedom is to refuse to pay and to encourage others to refuse to pay. This is an outrage. This government is a bunch of violent thugs, and they don't deserve our voluntary support.
Well, the worst of it is this, is that you're going to get the Democrats chiming in, oh, it's not fair. And then what will happen is they'll compromise, and the sales tax will be graduated. But the only way of getting a graduated sales tax is for everybody to swipe a national ID point to purchase.
Oh, boy. And that's already, that legislation has already passed.
And the UK enacted their legislation on it today.
Good call, Pete. Thanks for it, man. 800-259-5791. People want to talk about the so-called fair tax. We'll come back with your calls coming up. Of course, you can also bring up whatever you want to. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-5791.
Imagine you're on trial. the charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get Silver Liberty Dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of cool stuff on our website, including our brand newest feature, which I am so elated by this feature. It is so cool. It's the listener map. Have you been playing with
it? Map.freetalklive.com.
I've been going there every single day just to see who...
I showed it to my boss today, actually. Yeah? I was like, check this out. You know, and I was actually selling, I was talking to him about how this could actually be for certain people. I mean, if you think about it, there's definitely, especially in the radio business, there is definitely some business merit to having a map of where your listeners
are.
I mean, imagine if you, you know, especially for us where we need to sell national advertising, it would be so nice down the road once we have like thousands of listeners on this thing where we can say, see, this is the listeners that are in your area of the country, you know?
Yeah. And I want to be able to show program directors that as well. Like, look, oh, so you're a Chicago station. Well, here's 300 people in Chicago that listen to our show that aren't listening to your station while they're listening to our show.
Which means,
kind of
guys, I mean, I know you're signing up and you're having fun with the map, but maybe the naked pictures lay off a little bit.
I've only seen one on the map.
So what?
I think there might be a couple.
Well, anyway, you can go to map.freetalklive.com. That is map.freetalklive.com, and the coolest thing is you get to actually plot yourself. You punch in the zip code, you punch in your name, you can add a picture in there, and you can put in a little phrase if you want to, and it plots you on the map, and you can see who else is nearby, and I just think it's really cool. Map.freetalklive.com, and of course it's free. We're talking about the so-called flat tax. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Matthew in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Matthew. Matthew? In Massachusetts, going once. Matthew going twice.
Hello.
Hey, Matthew.
Yeah.
You're having, like, delayed calling time.
There was definitely a loud click in my ear all of a sudden.
Well, here you are. What's on your mind?
Here I am, gentlemen. Free Market News Network has a nice debate with Mr. Brown and one of the gentlemen who created the fare tax.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He tore
I want to hear this so bad.
He tore him a new you-know-what. The guy couldn't explain how we would keep a smaller government, you know, keep a small government and still have and still not have all these exemptions, you know, that you would have all these exemptions on everything. You know, if you're a certain, you know, part of this population, you're going to have an exemption here.
You get a diaper's exemption if you're pregnant.
Yep.
And then sort
right.
Of,
can I ask you a favor? Have you been to our BBS?
I've been a member. I'm a Porcupine in MA.
Could you post the link to that or email me the link?
Posting it would be best.
I will be glad to. I also posted the link to the John Stossel show.
Nothing is better than watching Harry Brown tear it up on some ignorant statist.
Yeah, you know, this guy was saying I'm a small government guy, and you know, of course, because the fare tax, he's saying, oh well, this is replacing the most insidious tax of them all, and he's saying, well, it eventually, you know, it's not going to replace anything. It's just going to be the new income tax, except it's going to be on our groceries, you know, and then you're going to start a whole new black market.
And, of course, yeah, the black market will explode because people are not going to want to pay the 23%. In fact, I had one of our listeners in Argentina shoot me an instant message. He says the sales tax there is 21%, and according to him, everybody avoids it.
Yeah.
I mean, as often as possible.
Yeah, because you're creating a black market, not a free market.
And what about these people who, you know, where I'm from, which is the western end of the state where it's all farm country and woods, you have people who sell food all the time, just, you know, on farm stands. It's going to like wreck them. You know, they're not going to be able to sell their food without having to pay some huge chunk of the tax bill on that.
Sure. And can you imagine the sting operations that they'll have to go through to, you know, to bust these people for selling watermelons without a permit?
Bring down Farmer Brown, kill him.
Yeah. Right, you weren't collecting your taxes. You're going to jail. And then all of us get the privilege of paying $50,000 a year to keep that person in jail who is just trying to do us a favor and save us 21%.
Yeah, and they don't care in the least. I mean, we had a story not too long ago about some old black guy that sells firewood from his house and he's blind. You know, I mean, if they'll take a blind senior citizen and throw them in the clink for tax evasion, they'll do it to anybody.
Absolutely.
Or bring down someone who doesn't pay their $1.06 in tax there, you know, or whatever that poor lady was.
Right. They arrested a woman for not paying her $1.16 tax bill, and now she's facing $4,000 in fines over it as well.
I hope they got the SWAT team on her.
Sure. Not to mention a year and a half in jail. Thanks for the call, Matt.
All right. Good night, folks.
Post that link, 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791.
I want to say something real quick, and the first thing that I was going to say is, you know, this is why I feel like people should be arming themselves. Now, I want to say why I feel that way.
Okay.
the reason why I feel that way is because the way I see things going, you know, if we have this national sales tax, it's going to happen that people, you know, we are armed enough in this country that people are going to start avoiding this. The police are going to crack down. We're going to get, you know, because it is. It's the government will be doing these raids.
They'll be called tax raids.
They'll be tax raids on people who are just trying to make a living and just trying to live their lives and do people favors. And everyone is going to universally, unlike drugs, everyone understands taxes.
Yeah, they get
sure. That. And this will be, I mean, this is going to be the surefire way that the government puts itself out of business.
I hope so.
Unless they become a ridiculous police state.
True.
Where there's martial law everywhere. They're cracking down and sending out, you know, just brute forces. And they will. And
we'll have tax snitches who will snitch out the people that that aren't charging taxes for their services.
And they will. And people are going to fight back. And there's going to, I feel like, in this country, we're heading towards a lot of violence. And
I hope you're wrong, dude.
Like,
I really do, but you could be right.
And, you know, and that's why I say I feel like, you know, arm yourself now because, you know, you've seen, you know what it's like
you don't
now.
Want to pay taxes
you
on
know
bullets.
What it's like. You've seen the, what is that, the mousetrap. You've seen the experiment, and that experiment was New Orleans. You know how this country will be if a police state comes and cracks down. That is exactly what it's going to be like.
With the gun confiscation, with the military troops in the streets. I mean, it's shocking that it could happen here. It did happen. In here, and what's even more shocking is that most Americans, I think, around the country just
complete blissful ignorance.
Oh, look, there's military in the streets.
Now, okay. I love the
okay,
line.
They're here to protect us.
I love the line of that New Orleans lawyer, the one, "Treat me with benign neglect."
Yeah, he threatened to shoot the cops if they came up to his house.
That guy's my hero.
Let's go back to the phones to Brian in Fort Myers. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Howdy.
What's up?
Well, I'm just listening to this, and I tell you what, this is the problem with libertarians. They would rather talk about what's wrong and complain than actually do anything.
What are you talking about?
We were up at the crack of dawn this morning. Crack of dawn, telling jurors about their rights. I'm sorry, we are doing something.
Well,
on a daily basis.
I understand that, however.
There are plenty of do-nothing libertarians, to be
plenty,
fair.
Plenty, yeah.
I think that's they're ideological purists and where they failed, Democrats and social Democrats have succeeded in the past 100 years in this country because they're not afraid to take small steps.
Okay.
And this
towards
fair tax
what?
Is a small
Socialism.
Step in the right direction.
You're going to support the fair tax? Hang on, Brian. We're going to come back to you. 1-800-259-5791. That is toll-free, 800-259-5791. We'll talk more about this so-called fair tax, and we want to hear your comments. Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think that people will even pay attention to it? How big will the black market become if they institute the fair tax? This is your show, Free Talk Live.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Happy Columbus Day! 5 centuries ago, Columbus's tiny ships changed the world. But today, tiny chips are shaking things up. When we come back, I'll tell you how technology is revolutionizing automobiles.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Columbus sailed with tiny ships and big dreams, but he couldn't have envisioned what's on the horizon today. Industry experts predict an electronics revolution in less than a decade. Mechanical car parts, like steering systems, will be replaced with sophisticated microcomputers. And accessories, like air conditioning, will run independently. How? Technology, like electric motors and 42-volt car batteries, will make it all possible. 500 years ago, we thought the world was flat. But today, we're sailing into a well-rounded future. I'm Bobby Likens. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
The Monday night edition of the show. We are here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so plenty of time for your calls. If you make them, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 56,000 posts, over 950 users interacting. And as you just heard, we frequently post, for instance, we'll post the actual articles that we're using on the show. We'll post them to the BBS. That way you can read them for yourself. And sometimes people will call in and they're plugging something or they just want to tell us about something that's online. And it's just such a waste of time to give out URLs on the air. So if you ever hear somebody calling in, talking about
as much
about
as people might want to give them out, it right. just, you know, especially the longer
pointless.
It is
it's pointless.
With backslashes yeah. and dots in it and people don't know.
So that, for instance, that video with Harry Brown duking it out with the fair tax guy. That'll be linked to on our BBS as long as Matthew goes and posts it. And our listeners are really good about posting mm-hmm. things they say they're going to post.
We also have the you know, Harry Brown's main points about...
Yes, we found what Harry Brown has to say about the national sales tax. We'll share that with you in a bit. But right now, we go back to Brian in Fort Myers. Brian, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. So you're going to say that incrementalism is a good thing and that us libertarians should get incremental and get behind the national sales tax.
It works.
What are you talking about?
Now, Brian, for a point of clarification, wouldn't you say that there are libertarians that believe in incrementalism?
I haven't met any.
Okay, you're meeting one now.
Okay, then why are you trashing the fair tax? It's a step in the right direction.
It's not at all a step in the right direction.
Abolishing the IRS
sideways.
Is not a step in the right direction.
I'd love to abolish the IRS, but they're not going to abolish the IRS.
Why would you want to take another step? I mean, if you could abolish the IRS, why would you want to step back in the direction towards tyranny? Let's just abolish the IRS, and that's it.
Well, because that's not going to happen. This is something that can happen, that people can get behind, and obviously you're talking about Neil Bortz, and that book is on the bestseller list and has
so?
Been for weeks.
So is Tom Clancy's stuff. That doesn't make it true. It's fiction.
That's something that people can get behind, and that's an indication of that. And this is my point.
You're right on that. You're absolutely right. It shows that Americans want smaller government. This is just a poorly put together plan.
And the reason is
Okay, and the alternative is what? You do nothing, and the IRS stays in place. And
the alternative is to disobey. The alternative is to stop paying the taxes. Isn't
oh, yeah.
What
that's,
you do, Brian?
Obviously, that's been happening. Obviously, people are doing
you?
That in numbers big enough to stop the IRS.
Isn't this the Brian from the BBS who is a member of We the People?
No, sir.
Oh, different Brian in Fort Myers. My apologies. So, okay. So you think this is a step in the right direction, but you have to understand the reason why the government will take this so-called step is because they know that there's no extra freedom that's going to come about as a result of this.
No, the government, meaning Congress, will take this step if they know that the alternative is to get pushed out of office. That's the only way they'll take it.
Yeah, but Brian, now you know that it's constitutional, right? You heard the point that we made that...
The original Constitution disallowed direct taxation.
Absolutely, but and now it's an amendment.
I understand that, correct.
Are they going to amend the Constitution?
Are they going to do away with this amendment, then re-amend the Constitution to make income tax? Because I might be for it. You might just get me to get on board if they'll go ahead and re-amend. But then I think that you're going to have a big problem with amending the whole Constitution because people are going to say, oh, well, since we have a constitutional convention going, I want to have the
right to... national health care in.
Yeah, sure. Let's pop that baby in there and help everybody.
I find it unlikely there'll be a constitutional amendment. However,
well, then why are you supporting this? That means the income tax will stay.
What's going to happen is they're going to keep the income tax on people who make more than $250,000 a year, just like they brought it in. They brought in the income tax by only taxing the top 1%.
And how is that worse than what we have today?
Because it won't be 15 years until you're paying both, man.
Here's how, because of inflation, dude. Back in the day when they first created the income tax, they said, all right, we're going to give you this income tax, but it's only going to be for the top 1%.
I'm aware of the history. However,
they threw the tea in the harbor over less than 1% tax.
Okay, so unless it's you're an all or nothing guy, unless you get everything you want, you're going to take your ball and go home and not play.
This isn't one of those instances. This is one of those games where kids. It's like I'm not going to play on a playing field covered in broken glass, man.
This is something that can get done. Look, you talk about the Free State Project. It's not perfect, but it's a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Sure.
You're willing to accept some things that you might have to hold your nose on that,
yeah,
in order to gain more freedom. This is gaining more freedom.
Let me tell you something. If they pass this sales tax, I will refuse to collect it on anything we sell. We're going to open up a store here on for Free Talk Live. We're selling
T-shirts. You refuse to collect it until the first time men with guns come knocking on your door.
That's your opinion. I don't know. That's Ian, and I'm not so sure you're correct in saying that.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be in New Hampshire by then, and we'll have, you know, men with guns willing to...
Yeah, we'll have our own army of people with guns to defend us. How's that sound?
It's easy to talk about, you know, insurrection and...
Well, why don't we have it?
Fomenting insurrection, but...
why don't you get behind the insurrection, then, instead of being, you know, a counter to the man?
Well, because it's not the American Revolution. There's no George Washington, and you don't have... 50 million people ready to go against 300 million.
We didn't need 50 million people 200 years ago.
Yeah,
I agree with the caller on this.
If they start taxing people like this, guess what? You're going to have 50 million people real quick.
That's not true. You know better.
I think you're wrong. And
we don't know anything about the black market.
We're going to give you a laundry list of the things that will happen when this tax...
I heard you talking about arming yourself.
We haven't given you the list yet of what's going to happen,
Brian,
what's this tax going to...
Let me just ask you this, Brian. Do you understand anything about the black market?
I do, and I understand there would be a black market, and I would probably go to the black market because that would be a real step, a real act that you could take to diminish the size of government.
So you would take that risk, too, then. If they put the national sales tax in, you would patronize the black market and risk being put in jail?
Patronizing the black market is more like being a John in a prostitution deal. You're not the one who's going to go to jail for 10 years.
How do you know they won't pass laws that say that if you circumvent the sales tax, you'll go to jail for 10 years? A crackdown on these tax dodgers.
I do not know that. However, I consider it...
They have minimum sentencing for drug users.
I consider it unlikely.
All right, Brian.
Brian, I agree mostly with what you're saying. I just think that the flat tax is a dangerous option to... I think that, yes, you're taking incrementally, you could be taking away the IRS, but there's no reason and there's really no incentive for the government to take away. There is one incentive, that we're going to vote them out of office.
It's
just as likely that we'll vote them out of office as we'll have this armed insurrection that my friends here keep talking about.
It's like you've got your fingers crossed, Brian, and you're just like hoping that the government does this in a good way and that they're really nice about it. And I think you're going to be disappointed.
It's like any other
government. I'm not that naive. I understand what the government is power. Government is force, and government will grow. However, this is a real way, especially with the black market that's going to arise, of diminishing the size of government.
You're right.
And
I like it for that reason.
And I don't have to file an income tax return. That's worth a lot to me.
The war on drugs hasn't diminished the size of government, that's for sure. It gives them an excuse to make it bigger.
I like it for the reason that it'll create a black market. But I am not going to wish chaos on my fellow citizens. I will not do that.
Brian, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. Let's go to John in Seattle. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
What's up, John?
I know a way we could amend the Constitution.
Is that right?
Couldn't we just use grenades?
Is this Corey?
No, this is John from Seattle.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791.
Glad we took him close to the break.
Yeah. We'll talk about what Harry Brown has to say about this so-called fair tax.
Was it Brian in Fort Myers?
It was Brian.
It was a good call.
He's very passionate. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchedherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchedherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791 here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so still time for your calls if you make them. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo, and we put them up on our website. And it's not just any photo. It's actually one they specifically took for Free Talk Live. And what they do is they validate themselves in the photo, which means they hold up a sign that references the show or references one of the personalities on the show, and that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are who they say they are, so we put them on our website. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors, it's the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this national sales tax, or as some people call it, the fair tax. And here's what Harry Brown, our friend Harry Brown, has to say. says, I've been opposed to the idea of a national sales tax from the first time I heard of it. So long as it does not involve a dramatic reduction in federal spending. Without a reduction in spending, it's just a rearranging of the big burden of government. And thus, it's a complete waste of our time and effort if we support it. I've said that once the poor have been made exempt and all the politically strongest industries have exempted their products from the tax, the rate will have to be at least 30%, and probably even more than that. Because of this, it's very unlikely that the tax will ever be enacted.
Are you starting to get it, Brian?
Well, now, just in its defense, what if they didn't do any exemptions? What if everything from bottled water, bread, newspapers...
Well, it'll create a black market.
Yeah,
we'll get to that.
It's going to create a black market, and that's not going to happen.
I like what he says in his first paragraph about how it's a waste of our time. Think about all of these activists, all of these so-called liberty activists who are out there pounding the fair tax, spreading the good word about the fair tax. They could be spreading the word about just... stopping paying tax and being pro-liberty and principled, but instead they're wasting all this time and effort and money promoting this change. That's all it is. It's
bigger government.
You know,
government is the best marketing machine
ever. I get where
he's
coming from on that, because it is an incremental step, and I'll take more freedom. It's just I don't think that this one is worth the trade.
Well, yeah, this incremental
step. Incremental step towards
freedom. Even if this is an incremental step, and I think it's negligible whether or not it is or not, even if it was, they're spending so much money, so much effort to lobby for this one little incremental step.
Man, I don't think it is a step towards freedom. I think it's a step towards tyranny. Yes, black markets are going to spring up, but it's much harder to dodge taxes under this, I think.
Well, Brian Russell has, this is actually some pointers here, some bullet points on the fair tax. Harry Brown says, it would hurt the economy because it would be an incentive for people not to buy new products, but to buy instead used items to avoid the huge tax. Immediate criminal element in all retailing.
Now,
can you say black market?
Wait, now used items aren't necessarily exempt from tax, are they? I mean, why would they
True,
be?
My mother runs a thrift store downtown.
You pay
and
tax there.
She charges tax. So you could get away with it maybe at a garage sale, but then they might just start taxing garage sales. They might have the garage sale hit squad that goes around.
You have to fill out like a form or like a 1040. You know,
well, actually, have you ever been to a flea market? I mean, they will send the tax man into the flea market to check and see if the vendors there are collecting taxes. So, going on here. The black markets will spring up all over the place because nobody's going to want to pay 20, 25, 30% taxes. Endless companies lobbying for their product would be to be tax-exempt or to reduce tax rate because it's environmentally friendly or is produced by a minority-owned company, etc. In short, we would end up with a complicated sales tax code similar to the income tax mess.
There'd just be hundreds of thousands of just stupid little tax breaks.
Yeah, because you can say, Manwich, you can say in your fantasy land that they might implement this across the board, but in the reality of political maneuvering, you've got these lobbyists there that are going to be greasing the palm. I'm saying, Senator Manwich, I don't know if we can have our products being taxed. How does this $100,000 make you feel?
Or whatever.
Right.
You know, I totally agree that the politicians could mess up anything, and they will mess this up as quick as you put this good, what could be a good idea out there, what sounds superficially like as a good idea.
Harry Brown says we might end up having to carry tax ID cards because sooner or later the politicians would decide that poor people should be paying a lower rate and maybe the rich people should pay a higher rate of sales tax.
Right, and that's not true. They'll just build that into your national biometric ID card.
Which was passed earlier this year, and I don't know if George Bush has signed that yet. I'm not sure about that.
What, you think he's not going to?
We wouldn't. He did threaten to veto the anti-terror bill, or the anti...
anti-torture
bill.
Really?
Torture bill.
Yeah,
God knows we wouldn't want to be able to not torture people.
I think he can't find his pen. That's why.
We would need to
left in my ranch.
Well, no, he doesn't want to. He wants to veto it because 90 senators voted to end torture.
Yeah.
To put an end to torture, and so President Bush is against ending torture. He likes torture. Going on, he says, we would need to keep records of how much sales tax we pay to make sure that someone who's making $200,000 a year is not paying only $500 in sales tax and thus must be cheating by buying things in the black market or whatever. Government regulations would be overwhelming. The government would be prying into inventory books as well as tracking all goods to make sure the tax is paid. TVs and other high-dollar items might have to include microchips to track them to make sure the tax gets paid. Can you imagine how far and how crazy this could go? I don't think the fair tax
imagine
people
can. That. Actually, imagine that there would be government vans that would drive around and just scan RFID tags from the street.
Let's talk to Paul in Calgary. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mailwich.
You there?
Yeah, we're here, man.
All right. I want to talk about hate crimes. And
what about it?
Especially pertinent given the riot that happened just this last weekend.
Yeah, there was a riot about a Nazi march.
Correct. And you know, something I've always noticed about these neo-Nazi rallies is you have the neo-Nazis who are nuts. I mean, they're sick people, clearly.
Right.
And then you have these anti-racist groups who are nuts as well.
Yeah, because the rioters were actually not the Nazis in this particular case. We'll come back, talk about it. 800-259, hang on, Paul. 800-259-5791. We've got a couple other calls on the line. I don't know if we can sneak in. We'll try. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? That's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Moments remain. We'll try to sneak you in. 800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The AMP program is there, and you should learn about it because we think it's pretty exciting. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Of course, everything at freetalklive.com is free. The archives, the live streaming, the bulletin board system, all of it for free. It will continue to be free. So AMP is totally voluntary. If you like what we're doing on the show, you want to help us spread Free Talk Live, you want to get us on more radio stations, get us more internet listeners, $3 a month is all we ask. And that will help us AMP Free Talk Live. And we're going to take that $3 a month in, turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We'll promote ourselves to more stations, promote ourselves online,
and you're making it happen. In fact, over 105 of you have already joined the Amplifier program at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that is amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, as an added bonus, we got different things we're going to be throwing in along the way at certain points, because we've got a final goal. Once we reach our final goal, we will be cutting back on our commercial time by a total of 25%, which means we're going to knock out literally 4 minutes per hour of commercial time. That's huge. And one of our nearest goals, we're at like $670 right now, I think, per month. We want to get to $750, because at $750, I think it's every $25 after that, we're going to release some old-school Free Talk Live archives. Coming up, we've got our third anniversary on Free Talk Live.
People, you can't beat that.
On the 3rd of November, we are going to reach our third anniversary, 3 years of doing this show. And I would like to reach $750 amp by our third anniversary, so on our third anniversary, we can then release the very first episode of Free Talk Live.
I think people are going to be so surprised.
Which will only go out to amplifiers, by the way. Anyway, amp.freetalklive.com. Get the details. Let's go back to Paul in Calgary. Paul, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. So tell me about this riot, hate crimes, whatever you have to say.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it's my personal opinion that you have a certain type of person that joins a neo-Nazi group. They're angry. They've likely had a very difficult life, perhaps been abused. They need something to vent at, right?
Okay.
So my thought is, what would do better in controlling this problem? Leading your own lives by example, or pointing guns at these people and forcing them to behave in a certain way?
Leading by example. Easy choice.
Absolutely. I think these hate crime laws are contrary to the idea of equality.
Absolutely. Do you have them up in Canada?
Very, very strict. In fact, in Saskatchewan, about a couple years ago, there was a gay pride march, and a couple Christians, and don't get me wrong, if I was given the choice, I would rather hang out with gays than Christians any day.
Okay.
But they were just praying across the street, and they were actually charged with 5 years in prison and $20,000 fines each.
It's outrageous.
For praying across the street from a gay pride?
That's correct. Pride?
Amazing. So oversensitive. Thanks for the call, Paul. We wish we had more time. 800-259-5791. Let's sneak in Dave from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. He's gone. Well, sorry, Dave. All right.
I'll just take a moment to say I like gay Christians because they're so confused.
I've met plenty of gay Christians, and they're not. Some of them beat themselves with the old willow stick on the back, but I think a lot of them have just accepted it that they believe that God made them this way, and that they don't believe that a God would make them this way, and tell them they couldn't do it.
Sure.
You know, I just like putting a fat guy in front of a birthday cake.
Because
don't eat that.
Every Christian I've ever met is a revisionist. You know, when it comes down to it, every Christian I've ever talked to for any extended period of time finds something where the Bible's just wrong, and they need to change that one little aspect, because that's not right.
Most of them aren't literalists, that's for sure.
No.
All right, we're going to come back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Until then, it's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Yeah, check out the bulletin board system. I'm going there.
You can yell at me.
Yeah, yes, you can. And also, you can join the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. We will see you tomorrow night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey Water.